Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Saturday, the 4th of July, 2026. Today's top Tesla story is podcast. Tesla Model YL, Q2 deliveries, BMW iX5, and more. Tesla remains one of the most closely watched companies in the market, with attention split between electric vehicle demand, software progress, energy storage growth, and the company's broader artificial intelligence ambitions. First, podcast. Tesla Model YL, Q2 deliveries, BMW iX5, and more. The report puts Tesla back at the center of the day's electric vehicle conversation, and it is one of the key stories investors are watching as the company moves through the summer news cycle. Second, UK EV registrations hit 30% share in June as Tesla rebounds 42%. This adds another angle to the discussion around demand, production priorities, and how Tesla is positioning its next phase of growth. Third, Tesla maps a tiny robo-taxi zone in Miami while it still can't scale Texas. For listeners, the takeaway is that Tesla remains under close scrutiny across products, policy, and market expectations, not just quarterly delivery numbers. In the market, Tesla shares rose sharply in the most recent trading session, closing at $393.45, up $18.33, or 4.89%, versus the previous close. The latest quoted trading day is Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2026. The bigger picture is that Tesla's daily news flow continues to mix near-term execution with long-term optionality. Bulls are looking for signs that lower-cost vehicles, energy storage, robo-taxis, and autonomy can expand the company's addressable market. Skeptics, meanwhile, want clearer evidence that margins, volume growth, and regulatory timelines can support the valuation already reflected in the stock. For today's episode, the practical takeaway is simple. Watch confirmed delivery and production signals first, then listen for management commentary on autonomy and new model timing. Those are the areas most likely to shape sentiment over the next several trading sessions. That's all for today's Tesla update. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned for tomorrow's news.